Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie. And welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. You are in for a treat today. If you're in a long-term relationship or you want to be, then you need to listen to the show today. In fact, I believe that everybody should listen to this show today because we are all in a long-term relationship with ourselves, whether we want to be or not. Hopefully, today's show will help you want to be more than ever. And I believe that nothing matters more than love. And on the show today, you're going to learn to deepen your ability to love. Our guest today is the fabulous Ariel Ford. Ariel has spent 25 years living and promoting consciousness through all forms of media. And she's the author of the international bestseller, The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. Ariel is known as the Cupid of Consciousness and the Fairy Godmother of Love. And she's here today to talk with us about her new book, Wabi Sabi Love, The Ancient Art of Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships. And whenever I say it, even though I know what the term means, I always want to say wasabi. It makes me think about sushi. Anyway, this book offers a groundbreaking shift in perception, showing couples how to have a deeper, more loving, and more fulfilling relationship. And don't we all want that really more than anything that we're chasing after? So stay tuned. And Ariel is going to help you get more of what you really want in life. She lives in La Jolla, California with her husband and soulmate, Brian Hilliard, and their feline friends. And you can get more information about this book at www.wabisabibook.com. And it's Wabi Sabi is just like it sounds, W-A-B-I-S-A-B-I. So either the WabiSabiBook.com or WabiSabiLove.com. And welcome to Opening to Ecstasy, Ariel.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. My headset's doing weird things. It needs to be replaced. It's funny. I'm not able to control the sound input. It just happened just before the show. So. So I'll be laughing at myself, I guess. The volume of the commercials was hurting my ears, even though I had it down to zero. So yes, it is really an honor to have you here today. And for those who have not heard the term wabi-sabi, can you share what that means?
Yes, wabi-sabi is an ancient Japanese art form that honors all things old, worn, weathered, imperfect, and impermanent. And it seeks to find beauty and perfection in imperfection. So let's say you had a big vase with a crooked crack down the middle of it. The Japanese would put it on a pedestal and shine a spotlight on the crack. So Wabi Sabi Love is a book that shows you how to find the beauty and perfection in your own cracks and those of your mates.
That's great.
Because we're not perfect, you know. Society has tried to convince us that perfection is the prize, that we should seek to be perfect and have perfect partners and perfect homes and perfect lives and perfect careers. And it's just not possible. We're never going to be perfect. And we all want to be loved for just who we are, our flaws, warts, and all. Mm-hmm. So when you take on the wabi-sabi approach to life, you can not only love your partner with their flaws, you actually fall in love with your own flaws and your own cracks.
I love that. And I'm blessed with being with my soulmate. He's so wonderful and so good to me. And I do fall in the trap sometimes of thinking that the relationship needs to be perfect, which doesn't exist. My son just today goes, Mom, you always want everything to be perfect. And, you know, he's right. I'm going around tidying the house, even though it's already clean, or things like that. And my partner is so good to me. He's absolutely fabulous. And if I let myself, my mind will go into focusing on the ways that that he's not perfect. And I do that
he
to myself
is
as
perfect.
Well.
He's perfect for you.
He is, and I'm so lucky.
For him.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that this is what you wrote your book about and what you have to share, because this is the mind shift that we all need. So what led you to write Wabi Sabi Love?
Well, you know, it was sort of a funny thing. 3 years ago, my book, The Soulmate Secret, came out, which teaches people how to manifest the love of their life. But for those friends of mine that were already married, they started pulling me aside saying, well, how do I turn my mate into my soulmate?
I love that.
Yeah, I know. I started thinking about it, like, how does one do that? I thought, well, let me, you know, examine my own marriage. What is it that we do that works so well for us? And I was very fortunate to learn about the Wabi Sabi art concept years ago when I was doing a lot of PR for various art galleries. And I saw that much of what Brian and I do with each other is we are just very loving and accepting of each other's flaws, that we actually practice Wabi Sabi. So I decided to investigate other happily married couples and get stories from them of, you know, how did they learn to live with and accept the flaws of the other? Because that's really what where the joy comes from. And I came up with lots and lots of really funny stories, and that led to different exercises. And eventually the book got done.
Great. And just so people know, they can download the first chapter of Wabi Sabi Love when they go to, is it wabisabilove.com or the Wabi Sabi book?
Yeah, wabisabilove.com. Okay. And if you're going to go to the site to get the first chapter, there's a blog on there. And scroll down till you find this video. It's called Imperfect Husband, because it's just a two-minute video. It's really worth watching.
Fabulous. Yeah, my partner is really great at this concept. You know, we hadn't read your book or thought of Wabi Sabi in terms of relationship before, but he's been a great teacher for me. I've practiced being a loving person, from the time I was like 7 years old and was conscious of having a choice to do that, and probably even younger. And yet, when I got into long-term relationship, I noticed that I had a really unrealistic standard. I had an idea in my head that for myself and for my partner that just wasn't real. So I'm thrilled that you're doing this, because everything you're saying is what I've been finding and what I'm exploring more myself. And so many people are wanting to get into relationship, and then when they do, they get end up being really unhappy because they have an unrealistic idea of what that was going to look like, and they don't know how to love in the way that you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, and it's not our fault. It's not like any of us have done anything bad or wrong. We just have been sold this bill of goods that isn't true, that you know, we're striving for something that doesn't exist, which is perfection, right? And even if you got perfection, it wouldn't make you happy. And I know this because I did this once years ago. I was really into, you know, eating healthy and working out. I'm still into it, but not obsessively. But I had this goal that on a particular day, if I weighed 128 pounds and if my measurements were all just so and my hair was a certain length and all 10 nails were the same length, that I would have reached perfection. And I charted everything that I ate and all the exercise that I did, and every morning I'd wake up with the measuring tape and the scale and everything else. And one day I reached perfection. It was exactly the way I wanted it to be. The problem was, I couldn't tell anybody. What was I going to do? Run around going, oh, by the way, have you noticed that I'm perfect today? And the other thing that happened was that I wasn't any happier. I was at 128 pounds. I wasn't any happier than at 129 and a half. You know, 10 nails perfect length rather than 9 didn't make me happier. And it was such a great lesson, because I saw that I had really wasted a year of my life reaching for a goal that did nothing for me.
Well, it's great that you attained it so you could let it go.
Yeah, you know, and there's still, you know, I still have my days going, God, why couldn't I have been happy at 130 now that I'm 140? But you know what? It's just this bad conditioning that we have.
Absolutely.
You know, the truth is we all just want to be loved, and we're all imperfect human beings. And if we can find light, easy, fun ways to make the shift, it's going to be easier. And there's some great stories in the book I'd love to tell you about.
We're going to commercial break right now. But everyone listening can go to wabisabilove.com and check out this information. And we'll be right back.
Modem Selector.
Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month's supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Modem Selector.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and I'm sending lots of love to all of you and a great big hug. You can find me at OpenLiveNow.com. And today we have the fabulous Ariel Ford, and she's talking with us about her latest book, Wabi Sabi Love. And just before break, she was about to give us some stories from the book that illustrate Wabi Sabiness. So I know everybody would like to hear those. I do, certainly. So,
well, you know, let me tell you the story about Jerry and Diane. So they've been married for years, and one of the things Diane loves to do is go shopping. And the thing that Jerry hates most in the world is to go shopping. But, of course, Diane loves it when he'll go with her and help her pick out dresses. So one day they were in the department store, in the dress department, and Jerry was sitting in a chair, and Diane was back in the dressing room trying things on. And he was just completely out of his mind, miserable. And he was so upside down that he started to pray. He literally asked God, "What can I do to help myself here?" And God spoke to him and said, "Write Diane a love letter." So that's what he did. He started to write her a love poem. And a few minutes later, she showed up with her shopping bags in hand, all excited about her purchases. And Jerry said, "Come on, dear, sit down next to me. I have something to share with you." And he read her the poem that he'd just written, which left them hugging and kissing and in tears.
That's a great story.
But that's not the end of the story. A week later, Diane was out shopping again with her mom, and she saw a young man with his wife in the dress department, and she recognized the torturous look on his face. And she walked over to him, and she said, "Horrible, isn't it?" And he said, "Yes, just horrible." And she said, "I know. My husband used to feel the same way." And he looked at her and he said, "Used to?" And she shared with him the story of what he did. And as she walked away from the young man, she heard him say, "Honey, you got a pen?"
Oh,
you know,
that is
and that,
so sweet.
Yeah, so that's a wabi-sabi little shift, how you go from what I like to call annoyed to enjoyed. Another story is about my friends Ed and Deb. Now, Ed is a guy who likes to be entertaining. One of his favorite things in the world is to tell stupid jokes to little kids. And Deb is one of these let's get things done kind of women. And she's heard his jokes a million times, for starters. And she's always having to wait for him to get finished telling somebody some stupid joke. So one day they're at the bank waiting in a long line, running errands. And Ed's busy entertaining the six-year-old standing in line behind him with her mom. And she hears him say to the little girl, "What did the baby strawberry say to its mama?" And she looks up at him, shakes her head, "I don't know." Ed says, "Mama, I'm in a jam." And they both start to laugh. And then Deb sees that the teller's ready for him, and she's got to drag Ed away. So they go and do their banking. Then they walk outside, and they go over to a farmer's market because Deb wants to buy some organic salad stuff for lunch. So Ed wanders away, and he finds a little boy sitting on the curb looking, you know, down and out. And he sits down on the curb next to the boy, and he says to the kid, "How does a camel hide in the desert?" The kid looks up at him, "Well, I don't know." Ed says, "Camouflage." And the little boy starts to laugh, and his mother walks up at that moment, internally grateful that Ed's put a smile on her kid's face. And in that moment, for the first time in 13 years, Deb finally gets Ed. She finally sees he's not telling stupid jokes to annoy her. He just wants to make the world a better place. And now, finally, she loves Ed's stupid jokes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so that's really what the heart of wabi-sabi is. And it isn't just silly things like joke telling. You can actually use wabi-sabi love for serious things. You know, there's a story in the book about a couple where the husband's having an affair, and the wife finds out about it. But they've been married a long time. They've had three kids. She knows that he's her soulmate, and she's determined to find a way to save their marriage. And she says to her husband, "I only want you to be happy. That's my greatest desire here. I love you. I hope you don't leave me. But really, your happiness is so important to me." And by saying that to him, he sort of like woke up and realized, "Oh, my God, what am I doing? I don't want to leave this woman." You know, so she could have called the lawyer. But instead, she chose to see, you know, "Can I just speak my truth, which is, I love you, but I need you to be happy." And out of that, he made the choice, and they're still together.
That's a tough one, but that's beautiful. I know that is how love works. What about in a couple where someone has an annoying habit that really triggers the other person. I know like the jokes were triggering and all that, but say if someone has a bit of a temper or something that, or people that are, have been married for a long time and they have a pattern that, you know, where they're on the brink of divorce, where they're not in touch with that love feeling anymore.
Well, there's a couple of things. Wabi-sabi is never an excuse for bad or abusive behavior. Wabi-sabi can't fix that. So if there's dangerous or bad behavior going on, you need to get professional help. But if it's just, you know, if it's something annoying, you know, you can try to reframe it, because they're not waking up in the morning looking for ways to drive you crazy. You know, if they are having an affair is not an indication that only one person is doing something wrong. It's an indication that the relationship's in trouble and there's a breakdown somewhere and both people need to find a way to fix it, you know. But it's like there's another story about, it's actually another Jerry and Diane story where Jerry's got an addiction. Jerry's addiction is poppy seed bagels. Every single morning he wakes up and he slices a poppy seed bagel and puts it in the toaster and puts cream cheese on it and stands around the kitchen dropping black poppy seeds all over Diane's white tile floor. And then an hour later, Diane gets up, and the first thing she does is get on her hands and knees with a damp washcloth and wipe up the poppy seeds.
I'm laughing because my partner and I have a similar thing. I'm the one on wiping things
up. That's so funny. Well, most mornings she didn't mind doing it, but one morning she had gotten off a bad phone call with a client. She was already in a bad mood. And while she was on her hands and knees, she had this thought, what would it take to never have to do this again? Which was followed by the thought, oh, that would mean Jerry's no longer with me. And Jerry's 20 years older than her. And she started to cry, and she ran into his office and gave him a big hug and a kiss. And from that day on, every morning when she was wiping up the poppy seeds, she felt a really warm, loving feeling in her heart because it meant that she had another day with Jerry.
Hmm. Your stories keep bringing tears to my eyes. They're really great.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. You know, you can sit there and think that, oh, they're deliberately trying to make me crazy, or you can look for the gold in there, you know? That's the other thing the Japanese do. If there's a crack in something, they, rather than try and make the crack disappear, they'll fill it in with gold.
Mm,
you know, so what cracks of your partners could you fill in with gold? What could you see as something that if they disappeared tomorrow, you'd actually miss the behavior that drives you crazy now?
Mm. So one of the core principles in the Wabi-Sabi love, right, is a generous heart. So it sounds like these are all examples of that principle.
Yeah, it's about, you know, we all have different things that we love, and it's probably not going to always be the same thing. You know, like, for instance, I always hated hearing sports on a television. I grew up with a father and a brother who watched football relentlessly, and I felt like I was always competing for their attention. So one of my goals in life was to make sure I didn't grow up married to a jock. Oh, dear. So I manifest my soulmate. I find out months after we married that the guy was a jock, that he comes from this basketball crazy family, loves basketball. I don't know anything about basketball. But I realized that I wanted to enjoy what he enjoys. You know, he did things for me that he probably didn't want to do. Like, what could I learn about basketball that would make it fun? So I decided that I'd watch the last 15 minutes of any game that he was watching. And then I decided, in order to make it interesting for me, I'm going to root for the shortest player on each team. And then I would start to ask questions, like, what's happening here? And in a really short amount of time, I became a big fan of all the short players. I started to gain an appreciation for the speed and grace at which they move around the court. And I found a way to grow a generous heart around watching basketball. You know, just like I like stupid, funny movies like The Hangover. Ryan likes foreign films and serious films and film noir. So he goes to stupid, funny Adam Sandler movies with me, and I watch basketball with him. And it's not a compromise. It's not like, oh, I have to do this because if I do X, I'll get Y. I actually found a way to make it enjoyable for me and vice versa because we want to spend time together.
Mm. That's so beautiful, Ariel. I so appreciate you sharing this. We have just a minute until break. I want you to make sure that everybody gets your contact information again. Could you share that?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of ways to find me. I'm at facebook.com/soulmatesecret, or the website for the book. You can. There's two of them. One is thewabisabibook.com, where you can buy the book and get lots of amazing free gifts. Or wabisabilove.com is where you can download the first chapter for free. And it's spelled W-A-B-I-S-A-B-I-L-O-V-E, love, wabisabilove.com.
Great. And I just really encourage everybody listening to get this book for yourself, get it for your friends. And it's a whole way of thinking and being in relationship that we all need with each other and for ourselves. So stay tuned and we'll be right back and get to hear more wabi-sabiness.
Come down, Selecta.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529, or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and I'm so happy to be with you here today. You can find me at OpenLiveNow.com. And today, we are so blessed to have Ariel Ford sharing with us Wabi Sabi Love. That's her latest book. And I want to make sure everybody knows, I mean, this is really a great book. Deepak Chopra and Jack Canfield and Gay Hendricks and her sister Debbie Ford and so many others have written just rave reviews about this book. And I've only looked at the first chapter and I absolutely love it. And I love the concept. I love the way you write. I love the stories you tell. I really do believe that everybody should go get this book. So you can find it at thewabisabibook.com. If you want to start with a chapter, you can get wabisabilove.com. If you go to www.thewabisabibook.com, you can buy the book and get a whole bunch of fabulous gifts, but the book itself is a wonderful gift. So thank you again, Ariel, for being here. And
happy to be here.
Yeah, you have so many great things that you've shared already, but I wanted to ask you, you mentioned something, I guess it's in the writing that you sent to me about creating code words with your partner to have playful reminders. Could you share about what that is and give some examples?
Early on in my relationship with Brian, one day I noticed that I was behaving badly. I was standing there pointing my finger, shaking my finger at him, yelling at him about something. I have no idea what. And while I was doing it, I was sort of got conscious and was horrified. And I said to him, I said, the next time this happens, and unfortunately I have a feeling there might be a next time, could you just sort of gently say to me, when did Sheila enter the room? Sheila is the name of my beautiful, smart, and amazing mother, who also can be a know-it-all and a bit overbearing. And Brian instantly got it, and he said, yes. And the next time I get a little too paternalistic, you can call me Wayne. And in that moment, we took a situation that could have gotten potentially very ugly and totally diffused it, because we came up with code names for our behavior. You know, I didn't really want to be yelling at him or ragging on him about something, you know, and he doesn't really want to be strict and stern with me. And we found this playful, easy way to snap ourselves out of it. So that's one wabi-sabi approach you can take. There's another in the story in the book about a couple where the husband is a clinical psychologist, and he likes to work long, hard hours at his desk and solve the problems of the world, and he's not a very sociable guy, and he's married to a social butterfly who's very free-spirited and lighthearted and doesn't think anything about interrupting him all the time. And, you know, on the 500th time that she interrupted him, he started to yell at her and said, can't you see I'm doing very important things here? And she just started to laugh, and she said, yes, Professor 435, I see how important you are. And he just totally cracked up, because 435 was his actual, his Colorado state license number for being a shrink. And she was able to find a funny way to snap him out of his behavior. So whenever he got too serious, she would just address him as Professor 435. And that would remind him, you know, hey, you've got a hot, sexy wife here. Pay attention.
That's beautiful. It's one of the things I've said with my clients is you can go in your relationship, you can either be a role mate or a soulmate. And so often we get into these roles, and it sounds like these code words are a way of, not that behaving that way is necessarily a role, but it's certain parts of ourselves that come up that can become very aggravating and even lead to divorce. Or you, like you're saying, you can be loving and playful about it and turn it around.
Yeah, and I think the other part of it is just, you know, finding a way to nicely speak what's true, not to be accusing anybody of anything, and to remember nobody's out there deliberately trying to make you crazy. You know, if something's making you crazy, it's more about your stuff than theirs.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I have things that I don't see. Brian's pointed them out to me a million times. Like, I leave drawers open, right? I leave drawers open. I just don't see that. And he leaves closets open. Now, I'm constantly going around closing the closets, and he's constantly going around shutting the drawers. But rather than, like, berating each other for it, we just do it now. It doesn't mean anything. I see that the closet's open. Oh, Brian's been in here. And I close it. He sees the drawers open. He goes, oh, Ariel is here. He just closed it. Why? You could let it drive you crazy, but why?
Mm-hmm. I love that reframe of allowing those moments when you're picking up the crumbs, and in this case it could be closing the dresser or the cupboard closet, to allow yourself to actually feel love for your partner and feel gratitude that they're in your life rather than being annoyed. Because it is so easy to think that, oh, this person's disturbing me, but then how lucky you are to get to have this wonderful person you're sharing your life with, and all these different signs of their existence in your life can be reminders of how wonderful it is to share life with them rather than reminders of what annoys you.
Right, because when they're gone someday in the future, you'll miss that. What would
yes.
you give to find the closet door open just one
yeah.
more day?
Yeah, I mean, this is a little bit different, but I had a dog when I was, gosh, from young grade school that lived to be quite old. And I loved this dog more than any of my other family members when I was a kid. And I was inseparable with this dog and slept with her in my bed, shared my food with her, and she was just my best buddy. And the one thing I really didn't like about her was her snoring. She had this terrible, terrible loud snoring, and it got worse as she got older. And when she died, I would find myself, if somebody was snoring, wanting to sit outside their door and listen to them snoring.
Oh.
I mean, I was, still like 19 years old, but it completely reframed snoring for me to something endearing, because it made me remember her and how much I loved her, and something that had really bothered me about her when she was alive.
I totally get that.
So you talk a lot about personal responsibility for our happiness in life and in relationships. And I would love for you to talk more about that, because that's something that so many people think they get in a relationship to have somebody else make them happy, and they get really disappointed.
Yeah, it's a big one. I had this friend, Laura, and she was married for 16 years, and she had two kids with her husband. And one day he came home from work and he said to her, "I don't love you anymore. I don't think that I ever did. And I want to move out." And she could have reacted. She could have just said,
yeah,
get your stuff out tonight. I'm calling the lawyer. Are you having an affair? A million things. But she had recently made a commitment to herself that she called the end of suffering. And she was going to refuse to suffer on any level. And she knew that even though he was saying this, he was in the middle of his own crisis. His business was failing. He was out of shape. A lot of things were going wrong in his life. And she just looked at him and she said, "I don't buy it." And he said, "I want to move out." And she went and Googled responsible separation and gave him several pages of what that would actually look like what they would have to do if he moved out. And he realized it wasn't all that viable. And she just said, "Listen, it's the start of summer. The kids have just gotten out of school. The kids and I are going to have a great summer. You're welcome to join us or not join us for anything that we do. But, take the summer to figure out what's going on with you. But don't move out." So they had a really strange summer. She went and played with the kids and went hiking and biking and horseback riding. And he would sometimes disappear with his buddies to go fishing for days at a time and wouldn't interact with her and wouldn't look her in the eye. But she just decided to keep journaling and keep to her commitment for the end of suffering and holding the vision that at some point he would heal and come back to her. And then his sister got really sick with cancer, and he went away for a few weeks to nurture his sister in her last days. And when he came back, she realized he had shifted. He was coming back to his old self. And now they're back together, happily married, and the marriage was saved, because she was able to see that even though he was saying he didn't love her, she knew it wasn't true. And she was willing to stick to her guns that she wasn't going to suffer, even though it wasn't easy. So there's,
wow.
There's ways to make wabi-sabi work even in really serious circumstances.
Yeah, we only have like a minute and a half to a commercial, but I have to say I have chills all over my body from that story. That's such a beautiful story. There are so many people that it would never even occur to them that there'd be any other solution. And I just love
right.
that
well,
commitment.
All her girlfriend said to her, "Oh, divorce the bum. He's probably having an affair. You don't know where he is. He's
yeah.
not being responsible." But, she couldn't listen to anything but her own heart. You know, she was going to be personally responsible for her behavior and her life. Now, was she going to put up with that forever? No. In her mind, she was going to wait till Thanksgiving. But by Thanksgiving, they were back together.
That is such a wonderful example. And I would just love for all of us to be teaching this to ourselves and to our children as a way of loving. And I get that you're really putting out the distinction that it's not putting up with abuse and it's not putting up with bad behavior ongoing, but taking responsibility for your own happiness and having a very generous heart, as you said, and reframing things. And I love that, being committed to not suffering and making it fun. It's like what you're talking about, what you're teaching is really how to have a relationship.
Yeah.
And people don't get that. We have all these stories. Yeah, we have all these stories about how to get into a relationship. And we don't have a whole lot about, okay, then what after that? You know, you get together and that doesn't mean happily ever after. So again, I thank you so much. And we have another section of the show after this short commercial break. Be sure you go to WabiSabiLove.com and theWabiSabiBook.com. We'll be right back with more Wabi Sabi.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Selector.
Welcome back to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and I'm just sending lots of love and appreciation out to everybody there, and I hope that you take that in and have love and appreciation for yourself as well. Today, we have Ariel Ford sharing with us her latest book, Wabi Sabi Love, and I just love what she's sharing. So it's Wabi Sabi Love, the Ancient Art of Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships. You can find that at the www.thewabisabibook.com. If you order it there, you get all kinds of other gifts in addition to the book itself, which is fabulous. And you can also go to wabisabilove.com and get the first chapter of the book there if you feel like you need to do it that way. But I just recommend going to thewabisabibook.com, get yourself the book, and, you know, order several copies, pass the book around. This is information that we all need. We all want to be happy in love. And what keeps us from doing that, what blocks that, is ourselves and ways that we've learned to be with ourselves and with each other. And the Wabi Sabi solution is one that really, really works. And Ariel's been sharing these fabulous stories. And I understand that you have another story about Barack and Michelle Obama.
Yeah, this is a great story that really speaks to the importance of personal responsibility. And when Michelle and Barack were first married and their children were very young, Barack was just starting his political career, so he was away from home quite a bit, fundraising, you know, in the legislature, all of that. And she was working a really high-stress corporate job, plus having all the household responsibilities and two young daughters. And she was constantly nagging at him, wanting more of his time, wanting more of his help with the girls and around the house, and not getting anywhere. And she woke up at 4:30 one morning and realized that she was just frustrated, angry, out of shape, really a mess. And she saw that she had been waiting for Barack to make her happy. And she had this wabi-sabi flash of insight and suddenly realized that if she got out of bed early and went to the gym and the girls woke up and needed breakfast, he would figure out how to feed them breakfast and get them to school. So she slipped out of bed, went to the gym, had a great workout. When she got home, the girls were fed, getting ready for school, and she saw that she could actually take back control of her own happiness, that she didn't have to wait for anybody to make her happy. And she could finally take her mom up on the offers to help out with the girls, and she could stop giving Barack such a hard time. And their entire relationship went from being on the brink of divorce to transforming into the happy family they are today because she took personal responsibility for making herself happy.
It's so important. It's interesting how we fall into that illusion of thinking someone else will make us happy. And if you look for it outside, you can never, ever, ever get enough. No matter what someone does, it will never be enough. You'll never be satisfied until you make that shift.
Yep, it's so true.
So, Ariel, you talked about rose-colored glasses, at least on the break, and I don't know if you spoke about that on air. I don't think that you did. You talked about it being good to see your loved one with rose-colored glasses. Could you share more about that?
Sure. There's actually been research done that proves that if you put on rose-colored glasses when it comes to your mate, if you expect for them to rise up and be the person that you dream that they can be, they actually become that. And it's based on a study that was actually done in the 1920s with school children where they took three teachers, and at the beginning of the school year, they told each teacher something about their class. The first teacher was told, "Your students all scored above average on the IQ test, so push them hard." The second teacher was told, "Your class is full of ordinary average students of average IQ." And the third teacher was told that all of her students were slow and had learning disabilities. And at the end of the year, the first teacher's students excelled exactly as she expected them to. The second teacher's average students did average. And the third teacher's students performed under average, just as she expected. But what all the teachers were then told was that all three classes were 100% made up of ordinary average students, but they ended up performing to the teacher's expectations. And they have found that by wearing rose-colored glasses, you can do the same thing with your mate. So what you expect your mate to do and be is exactly what you're going to get.
Well, I know you wrote, The Soulmate Secret?
Mm-hmm.
And that was based on the law of attraction. It sounds like this is a little bit of an extension of that. So you don't just use the law of attraction to attract your mate, but then you continue using that to continue attracting what you want to be experiencing. Is that a little bit what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I ended up writing this book because after I wrote The Soulmate Secret, people started out that were already married would say to me, but how do I turn my mate into my soulmate? And so this is the antidote to that. So if you've been married for years and you're tired of being frustrated and annoyed, just reading this book and doing the simple exercises in it can really can help you shift and go from annoyed to enjoyed.
I love that. And so many people, it's like 98% of people tend to not be happy in their relationships. And so there's all these singles wanting to get into a relationship. And then you hear that by far the majority of people aren't satisfied in their relationship. And what you're sharing, what you're teaching, what you write about in Wabi Sabi Love is really how to be happy in a relationship.
Yeah, that's it. That's really it.
And I know we're on air and we have a few more minutes. There's a part of me that just feels like, sitting with that and going, we can be happy in relationship. Enough said. Get the book. Do it. I mean, really, we tend to make things really complicated and want to have, complicated solutions and complicated answers and have things that take a really long time. And what you're talking about is things that just take a shift of perception and that can be a need.
It doesn't have to be difficult or painful or stressful. It's just really, to have a willingness to see things a little differently. What new story? We're making up stories about everything all the time when we're living as if it's truth.
Yes.
But it's not,
Yeah.
So what new story could you make up about something?
Mm-hmm.
And of course there are days when you're really stuck and frustrated, and this isn't to go into denial about that. I mean, if you are stuck, allow yourself to feel how stuck you are. Just give yourself 5 minutes to be completely present to the stuckness that you're in. And then make up a new story, because you get to write your own movie, and that movie is your life.
Absolutely. So I highly recommend we get Wabi Sabi Love. You can go to thewabisabibook.com and start writing the story that you want. Start living the love story that you want. Go to thewabisabibook.com. You can get the book and a lot of gifts, wonderful gifts, in addition to the book, which is such a gift itself. And you can also go to wabisabilove.com and find more information about the book there. There's so many fabulous people that write rave reviews about this. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Ariel. This has just been so fun talking with you. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And I want to say to everyone out there listening today, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you will really take this to heart and start practicing this immediately. How can you take this wabi-sabi approach right now with yourself, with the people around you, and start living the story, the love story that you've always dreamed of? Now, this is the point where I normally introduce next week's show, but as I announced last week, I decided a few months ago that I was just going to take the show to the end of the year, and we're here. So this is my last show doing Opening to Ecstasy. I still have a private practice. I still have openlivenow.com and openingtoecstasy.com where I see private clients, and I'd still love to hear from all of you anytime. You can find my contact information there. But thank you so much for just being with me through this year of Opening to Ecstasy. And I look forward to all the new and exciting things that are coming in my life. And I just send huge love and appreciation to all of you. Many, many blessings on your path.
You've been listening
listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.